Thumbelina. There is a woman. She is very unhappy, as she is all alone. She wants a child. She wants one more than anything else in the world. At last, she goes to a fairy for help. "Here is a magic seed," says the fairy. "Put it in a flower pot and see what happens." "Thank you, my kind fairy," says the woman. She goes back home and puts the seed in a flower pot. She waters it every day. She waits for a miracle. After some time, the seed grows into a beautiful red gold flower, but nothing happens. The woman is very sad. The woman bends down in front of the flower and kisses it, and the petals of the flower begin to open. Inside, there is a tiny girl. She is no bigger than a thumb. Her hair is golden. Her skin is as soft as flower petals. "You're so pretty, I'll call you Thumbelina," cries the woman. She is so happy. She gives her little girl a tiny hug. The woman makes her a bed out of a walnut shell. It has rose petals for sheets. Each day, Thumbelina floats on a tulip leaf in a saucer of water. She loves her mother with all her tiny heart. But the woman works a lot and is busy. When Thumbelina is alone and feels lonely, she sings to herself. She's got a beautiful voice that the birds outside stop to listen to. It's summer and it's very hot. Before sleeping, the woman puts the walnut shell with Thumbelina on the open window. She kisses her good night and goes to her bed. One day, a large toad creeps through the open window. She sees that Thumbelina is sleeping. She snatches her walnut bed. "What a pretty wife you'll make for my son," she croaks. "He'll be very happy." Thumbelina sleeps. She doesn't know what is happening. The toad takes her to the pond, where she lives with her son, a terrible toad. He is very ugly and lazy. "Look what I've got for you," says Mother Toad. Her son grins and gazes at Thumbelina happily. "I'll marry her. She is so tiny, she doesn't eat much, I think." "That's good. All the flies will be mine," says her son. "We'll keep her on a water lily in the middle of the river," says Mother Toad. Thumbelina wakes to see four large eyes. They are blinking at her. Then a large green hand reaches for her. "No," cries Thumbelina, trying to get away. "Meet your future husband," says Mother Toad. "A husband? But I don't want to marry a toad," cries Thumbelina. "Stop talking rubbish. My son will be a good husband for you. But now it's breakfast time. We want to get some food." "We'll take one fly for you, Thumbelina," says Mother Toad. "No, please let me go. It's a terrible mistake," cries Thumbelina. "Stay here. We're going to have breakfast. And after that, we'll get married," says her happy son. Thumbelina is shocked and frightened. She can't escape because she is in the middle of the river. She can't swim. The fish in the stream hear her cries, and they swim closer. They try to eat the stem of the water lily where Thumbelina sits. "My dear fish, try a little bit harder. They'll come back soon." The fish try harder. They really feel sorry for Thumbelina. And, clack, the stem is cut off. And the water lily with Thumbelina is swished away by the river. "I'm free," cries Thumbelina happily. She floats on the water lily for days, past villages and wide green fields. Butterflies flutter around her. Birds twitter and sing songs for her. The sun shines on the water. It glitters like gold. But all the time, a big brown beetle is watching her. It flies closer and says, "There's a pretty thing." It swoops down and grabs her in its claws. It wants to bring the little girl to its wife, the lady beetle. "I like you. You're strange, but nice. I hope my wife will like you too." "Oh, beetle, leave me on the ground, please," cries Thumbelina. "I'm afraid of flying." But the beetle doesn't hear her. It is on its way home. Poor Thumbelina closes her eyes with her hands and tries not to look down. They're flying over the river and the fields. Soon, the beetle begins to land. "Look what I found," says the beetle to its wife. "What is it?" asks the lady beetle. "A tiny pretty thing," answers the beetle. "Yuck," says the lady beetle. "She's ugly. She's got two arms and two legs. And where are the wings? Take her away." So the beetle drops her in a field. "I don't want you if you're ugly," it says, and flies away. Thumbelina is happy that the beetle let her go. For our tiny Thumbelina, the field is like a forest. There she lives all summer. She makes a bed with petals and hangs up a leaf above her head. It will save her from the rain. She drinks honey from flowers and water from leaves. Swallows swoop and dive around her, so she never feels alone. Then winter comes and the swallows leave. Thumbelina sits on her bed, pulling lots of covers and leaves over herself. She shivers with the cold. She nearly falls asleep when she hears a voice. "What are you doing here?" asks a field mouse. Thumbelina is so tired and sick, she can't say a word. The field mouse takes Thumbelina back to her little home. She takes care of the tiny girl. She covers her with warm clothes, feeds her, and gives her water. Soon, Thumbelina is well again. She is very grateful and helps the field mouse. She does housework and makes dinner. They live in peace together. "We'll have a visitor soon," says the field mouse. He's a rich and clever mole. When the mole comes, he talks about his life underground. "I never go outside," he says. "Come and see my splendid house." Thumbelina goes with him down a dark tunnel. In the middle of a tunnel lies a bird. He has fallen through a hole in the roof. "Oh, is he dead?" asks Thumbelina. "Yes," says the mole. "If swallows don't fly away for winter, they die of cold." The mole shows her his house. After that, they come back. But at night, Thumbelina creeps back to the swallow. She covers him with a carpet of hay. "Goodbye," she says, thinking how sweetly the swallows sing all summer. But when she puts her head on his breast, she hears a thump, thump, thump. "He's not dead. He's frozen," realizes Thumbelina. The next night, Thumbelina creeps back to see the bird again. His eyes are open, but he is very weak. "I'll keep you warm and take care of you," says Thumbelina. "Thank you," whispers the swallow. Every night, Thumbelina brings him water and seeds from the field mouse's store. By springtime, when the sun warms the earth, the swallow is well again. "Come with me," the swallow says. "We can fly away to the green woods." "I can't," says Thumbelina. "I think the field mouse will be sad if I leave." So the swallow flies up out of the tunnel and soars into the sky, alone. Thumbelina misses the swallow. She wants to go outside again. "Cheer up," says the field mouse. "I have exciting news. The mole wants to marry you. But I don't want to marry the mole, gasps Thumbelina. Nonsense, snaps the field mouse. Don't be difficult. He's rich and clever. The wedding day is fixed. Thumbelina is to live deep under the earth. She goes to say goodbye to the sky one last time. Tweet, tweet, she hears. She looks up and sees the swallow. The cold winter is coming again, he says. Come with me to warmer countries. Oh, I'll come, cries Thumbelina. She climbs on his back. They fly high over forests and seas and snow-covered mountains. At last, they come to a blue lake. A dazzling white palace stands on its sunny shore. This is my home, says the swallow. He sets Thumbelina down in a large white flower. A tiny, handsome man stands in the flower. He has a gold crown and pale butterfly wings. He looks at Thumbelina and falls in love with her at first sight. I'm king of the flowers. Who are you, beautiful girl? What's your name? Says the young man. I'm Thumbelina, she whispers. He takes off his crown and gives it to Thumbelina. Will you stay with me and be queen of the flowers? He asks. Yes, says Thumbelina, happy at last. Then all the flowers open, and tiny men and women appear. They give Thumbelina gifts. Best of all is a beautiful pair of wings, so she can fly from flower to flower. And one woman says, as a gift, I give you a new name. Thumbelina isn't a name for the queen. You'll be called Maya. And the swallow swoops above them all, singing a joyful song.